All right, we're getting ready for that freeze. It's coming up in 18 days. Let's go on. You're going to get specific.
All right, now, the fall gardening guidelines pamphlet, pamphlet that we got, I even think that wonderful almanac that y'all put out.
Isn't that good?
You know,
that's a keeper.
I can't imagine it. Anyway, I think that wonderful thing. List has a listing of the vegetables. Now, on the extension, fall vegetable gardening pamphlet that a lot of you have, a tabloid that some of you got at the local nurseries. On the first page of that thing, it's got all the vegetables listed and got some that are frost tolerant and some that are frost susceptible.
Yep.
And it's got an FT by the ones that are frost tolerant and an FS by the ones that are frost susceptible, in case you don't realize what that is. Now, what that means, you know, the reason I'm saying is because I see a lot of people out there throwing blankets over the collards now, or the Brussels sprouts. When Brussels sprouts and collards freeze, your house is going to fall down. You know, you can forget covering this stuff. So what I'm saying is, if you're going out and cover stuff and string Christmas lights and make a fool of yourself to the whole neighborhood, at least be covering the right stuff. You know, you don't need to be covering your hollies.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to be covering your shrubs and stuff unless it's going to get below 20 degrees, you know, 25, 20 degrees. And, of course, it will not do that. It will not get below 20 degrees. Or be another hard freeze for 200 years.
Oh, where'd you get that? Now, wait a minute. Where'd you come up with this?
Well,
this is deep.
You're the one that told me this.
200 years.
Because if you remember, when we had the December 83. See, that's one thing that I've got over most of you other people. I've got a memory. If you remember in 83, y'all said that the weather 83 freeze was a 100-year-old freeze.
Yeah.
100-year freeze, right?
Oh, yeah.
And then last year, 6 degrees,
six years later, worse than
83.
That's right.
Was another 100-year freeze, right? Had to be 100 years.
I see your arithmetic.
That's 200 years that we will not have another hard freeze.
Don't forget about
So you don't have to worry about your shrubs and stuff like that. Now, if you've got tropical stuff, hibiscus, bougainvillea, you know, that kind of stuff that looks pretty and blooms in the summer. Anything that looks real pretty and blooms in the summer, you better get that stuff to the garage.
Mm-hmm.
Bananas, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, it's going to freeze. So cover the stuff that's small enough to cover that you know is going to freeze, go ahead and cover it. As far as not fall fertilization, you know, we've talked about it, and I'm sure Calvin Finch has talked about it, winter fertilization, with the winterizer fertilizer, with the lawns for the lawns, for the shrubs, and for the ground covers and stuff like that, is critical.
Mm-hmm.
It's critical. It's like a feeding a hibernating bear. They need to have that to be strong to go into the winter. So if you still haven't got your winterizer fertilizer on, for goodness sakes, go ahead and do it. People always talk about not watering. Talk about not watering, you know, withholding water to toughen the plant up. Forget that, food. I mean, you know, if you're a guy that, or a person that is dying of thirst is more likely to freeze probably than one that's not. I mean, they're not strong enough to survive. And if the truth were known, a lot of the lawns that were lost so badly last year were not watered.
Yep.
Or did not go into that freeze well watered and well fertilized. I did not lose a strip of lawn in my lawn, not a strip of grass. And I had all five St. Augustines.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything from the Floritan, which is at a freeze on down. So basically, get your plants strong, but don't try to suffer them into hardening them by not watering them and not fertilizing them and things like that. Because basically what you're doing is causing problems that will eventually damage your plant more than it'll help it.
Okay, thank you, Jerry. Dr. Jerry Parsons, Area Vegetable Specialist with the Extension Service. And Jerry will join us again on Thursday of this week.